Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me today for this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. This is a special episode, first one of its kind, but I think there may be a few more down the road. Today, I'm going to be talking with my beautiful wife, Kathy, welcoming her first time to Soaring Eagle Radio. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Mike.
We've been talking about doing this for a long time, folks. Kathy and I, and we decided, guess what? Today is the day. This episode is the episode to do it. So Kathy is going to join me today. Now, we're fresh off a trip to Long Island. We're in Long Island, New York. There arrived Thursday and left Monday. We were there for the Hear the Watchman Lifting the Veil conference. We met a lot of fantastic people. Before we get into this conversation, Kathy, I want to give a shout out to some very special friends that we met there and spent a lot of time with. In fact, we spent Sunday morning, we went downtown New York City, downtown Manhattan, fellowshipped with a local body, a startup, a brand new church starting there in the city, fellowshipped with them and spent several hours there, and spent most of the rest of the day in Queens, Cordova Park. So a special shout out to David, to Carmen, and to Emily. Thank you for making this trip very, very memorable for Kathy and I. The conference was pretty well attended, somewhere between 250, 300 people,
mm-hmm.
something like that. It started on Friday, and it went through Saturday night, and then concluded with baptisms on Sunday morning, as is the custom at these Hear the Watchman conferences. Pastor Paul Bagley and Coach Dave. Baptisms in the hotel pool. But anyway, let's talk about the conference. One of the things that really was a blessing to me here was the opportunity to pray with people.
Oh, it sure was. Yeah, it sure was. We had so many different people from all walks of life, young, old, disabled. The one I remember the most was the young lady that brought her son in the wheelchair, and he was unable to walk, he couldn't hear, and he couldn't see, and she brought him to the conference and asked us to pray for him, and I thought that really just blessed me.
So anyway, being able to pray with people, pray for people, I expected this to a degree, but it was much more prevalent. Once we started praying for people, a lot of the strongholds that people struggle with today, it's really a result of things that they've opened doors to,
mm-hmm.
in their lives, and they've never renounced or shut those doors. And I know that may be foreign language to some people by saying that, but if you dabble and mess around with things that are evil, that are demonic, you're opening yourself up to years and years of demonic oppression, even the potential for possession. My view, if you're not a born-again believer and you're messing around, well, if you are a born-again believer, you shouldn't be messing around with that stuff, right, dear?
That's right.
But
right.
If you're not, then you don't know any better, and those unclean spirits, those spiritual entities will attach themselves to you, and they'll wreak havoc in your life for mm-hmm. years and years and years. So one of the things that we were blessed to do Friday night, Mike Lake, my dear friend of ours, he and his wife Mary have become dear friends, and we were able to do a teaching Friday night. Our Brother Russ Dizdar was not able to make it, and But I did talk to Russ today. He's healing up well. He's about 90% now, he said. The leg is doing fine. He had an accident that was not that didn't allow him to walk, and so he was not able to be there. So Mike Lake and I did a teaching, and it was unique. I'd never done that before, but we tag teamed back and forth, Mike Lake and I, and then we had an altar call invitation for a prayer for. Anointing with oil, if that's what you desire, for deliverance. And I think we probably prayed with people for close to 2 hours.
I
Is
think
that?
so. Yeah, I think so too. And I think one of the things that stuck out in my mind was people asking for release from the bondage of pornography. It seemed like there was a lot of gentlemen, old and young alike, that were just tangled up in all that and couldn't seem to get away from it. It had them in bondage and they were just wanting release from that.
That's a good observation. The age is very young to my age and older. And by the way, Patty mentioned young men. There are also a couple of women that mentioned that as
Yes,
well. And
yes.
that's something that I've seen statistically reports that fastest rising demographic for pornographic viewing. Is in fact women. So women are rapidly catching up with men. They still lag behind a little bit, catching up with men as far as viewing pornography. That is simply poison for the soul. Poison for the soul. If you get wrapped up in pornography, it can keep you in bondage and pollute just about every relationship that you have. So praying was a wonderful blessing Friday evening. But let's talk a little bit about some of the speakers, Kathy, and give some thoughts and observations
Okay.
if you recall any. And Derek Gilbert was the MC of the event, and he
He did
had
a
his
great
own
job.
session.
Yeah, he did a great job.
He did a great job of emceeing it. And he was session number two, and the presentation that he gave, the traveling, it was entitled "The Traveling Dead." Revealing the identity of Gog, the second coming of Hercules, and Bible prophecies, the ultimate zombie apocalypse. Now, I told Derek after the presentation, I told him, I said, man, that was you really nailed that. In my opinion, by the way, this presentation is based on his upcoming book, Final Clash of the Titans. Title, The Final Clash of the Titans. He goes back in and he traces all the Greek and Roman mythology and even beyond before that. Religions and faith systems in the Middle East, Israel, people arrived there and how that progressed over time and became the mythological figures. So, fantastic presentation, and this contention, of course, that Satan is being revealed in that, signaling what's coming. So
Yeah.
he did a fine job in
Yeah.
that presentation.
I was a little disappointed that Sharon didn't speak at this conference because I really love her. She is sharp as a tack, but I did get a chance to visit with her at the table quite a bit. So I was really pleased just to be able to sit there and have common conversation with a well-known author. I mean, check out Amazon and check out Sharon Gilbert because she has a lot of good books out there and she's still writing them. So go check it out.
Pastor Carl Gallup's presented in the first session, Fake News or Fake Israel, the most prophetic days since the first coming of Jesus Christ. A lot of that based on his book, The Gods of Ground Zero are on the Move. Carl gave a very, very pointed commentary on the state of world affairs. I appreciate what he had to say about the nation of Israel. I echoed those comments Friday when Mike and I had the opportunity to present. I know that Israel is a hotly contested topic today. Let me say this again. Folks that are regular listeners to Starting Eagle Radio, you know this because you've heard it many times before. It is my belief, my position, my contention that Israel is God's timepiece. Israel is God's timepiece. If you're interested in eschatology and end times events, Israel is at the center of end times events.
Yes.
You cannot escape that. Prophetic books that people look to most often, Daniel, Isaiah, Revelation, all paint a picture of Israel being front and center and focus end times events. And so Carl gave a very good presentation about how prophecy is being fulfilled in our time. In fact, we're living in the most prophetic times this world has ever seen, all pointing toward the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So then Coach Dave got up and he presented, and Coach, love you, man. Really appreciate your position. And Coach and I, we've had a lot of conversations over the last couple of years. Coach has been Calvary Chapel of Lima, the church that I'm blessed to pastor, and several times. And Coach knows that we don't always agree on everything. Some of the positions that he holds are not positions that I hold. And that's all well and good. It's a perfect illustration of the fact that we can still walk as brothers, arm in arm, accomplish the things that the Lord has for us to accomplish in these days and times without having to be conformed to the same ideas and the same beliefs. Coach Dave, he presented a fantastic overview, and Stop Waiting for Someone Else was the name of his presentation.
Yes.
Yeah. And he did a great job of encouraging people to get out into the streets and get active.
Yep, he showed a couple of videos of his group, Past the Salt, the brigade, showed a couple of videos of them being in front of abortion clinics, or them at Gay Pride Parade that just had in Columbus here maybe a couple weeks ago, a month ago. And they give him a hard time, folks. You can be praying for Coach Dave, because he takes a lot of heat when he goes to those places, and he knows it's the right thing to do, and I respect him. I respect Coach for standing out there trying to talk those women out of going into the clinic and killing their babies. So you go, Coach. I appreciate it.
Dr. Michael Lake presented on the kingdom dynamic of the fire of God. And it's really good. He went through a lot of the temple furnishings and reminded people of what they were used for and the symbolism there and how it relates to the modern believer. It was just a fantastic presentation. And really, it focused on the holiness of God, the fire of God, the Holy Spirit of God, and the sanctification process of the believer. Something that without the fire of God, we are not in the sanctification process. Without the Holy Spirit of God living within us, we do not belong to Christ, the scripture says. So good presentation from Dr. Lake. And then, of course, our friend Pastor Casper did the worship. It's always a fantastic time of fellowship and praise and worship. Pastor Casper has a heart for worship and does a fantastic job. Now, last session on Friday night, and was supposed to be Russ Dizdar, and was not able to make it. So it was Dr. Lake and myself. And those are awful big shoes to fill, trying to teach in the place of Russ Dizdar. A lot of folks showed up to visit with Russ and to talk with him and to share their stories. In fact, won't mention any names here, Kathy, but it was a young lady that came all the way from New Zealand to talk with Russ. She had a very very troubling childhood, young adult life. You want to share any details about what she told you or not?
Well, I believe it was during the L.A. Marzulli, his portion of the conference, that she was upset. And I took her out in the hallway and started talking to her. And she mentioned that she had a chip implanted in her head, that she was a victim of satanic ritual abuse. And several other people came out into the hallway, and we got a chance to pray with her. And she shared her story with us. But that seems like just the tip of the iceberg of the people that were there that really would have been blessed by Russ's ministry, because he does such a wonderful job with the people that he works with.
That's for sure. And there were several there at the conference seeking a conversation with Dr. Lake and myself. We filled in that slot, and that's about all we can say is we filled in that slot.
It was the Mike and Mike show. Yeah, that's what it was.
For sure. Yeah. So I spoke a little bit about strongholds, prayer, and deliverance, time of really ministering. So that was wonderful. So Saturday morning, then, Pastor Paul Begley led the conference off on Saturday morning. I can't think of a better speaker to be leading off the morning. Everybody's, you know, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. And,
yep, you know, and the first thing you hear is, are you serious?
Yeah, Pastor Paul comes and stirs folks up and gets them excited and reminds them of the power of God. Wonderful privilege,
yes,
and blessing we have to minister to people, to share the word of God with them. He showed some video clips of a recent crusade that he held over in India. One that he said he was actually fulfilling a promise by going to India and holding this, a promise that he had made many years before, and the Lord reminded him of that.
Oh.
All being the faithful servant of the Lord that he is, knew that he had to go back. So, and then we had Rabbi Zev Perot, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot was there, talking about the image of the Most High God. What a great presentation that was. Humble heart. He talked about what's going on in Israel. He talked about his life as a follower of Yeshua and what that means as Messianic Jew, as a Hebrew following Jesus. He talked about feasts. He talked about their significance. But he also said something very interesting. And I followed up on that and pointed that out in my Saturday presentation. He said he knows what the feasts are. He talks about them. He understands the symbology and all of that. But as a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, he doesn't observe those feasts. Now, he doesn't fault anybody that wants to do that, but he said he does not. And he talked about the day of worship, the day of rest, the Sabbath day. Made a great point. Sabbath day, biblically speaking, is Saturday. Sundown Friday, Saturday, day of rest for a believer in Christ. He said that can be the day that you choose or desire. So I thought he made a great point there.
Yeah.
Then we had lunch, and I was the speaker over lunch. And I did
Let's talk about the missionaries to America.
Yeah. Well, how do I even start?
Tell me a story about
a man named Jed,
poor mountaineer.
Barely kept his family fed. One day he was shooting at some food,
and up through the ground,
black gold, Texas tea. You know that theme song, folks? Because that's how I led off my presentation. And some of you are thinking, you led off presentation and hear the watchman with the theme song from
From,
Beverly
yep.
Hillbillies. And yeah, I listen. When the Lord impressed that upon me a couple of months ago, he said, "Here you go. Theme song of Beverly Hillbillies." And my immediate response was, "What am I supposed to do with this? What in the world am I supposed to do with this?" He said, "I want you to use this as a contrast, then and now." Of course, Beverly Hillbillies started on television in 1962. So I kind of use that as a springboard. 1962 is a very different, America was a very different country in 1962.
Right.
So I kind of use that, and I reminded people, listen, we're never going back to what America was. Not going to happen. But that's not our mission, to take America back to the nation it was in the 1960s. Our mission, and let me say this, our mission is not to redeem the culture either. Our mission is to preach the gospel, to share our faith with people, to encourage them to bow their heart, bend their knee, confess Christ as Lord and Savior, then live the life of a disciple. That's our responsibility. So that was the point of my presentation. And of course, I ran out of time, didn't get time to finish it. So that's that.
Talk about Dan Devlin's, the president of the Oath Keepers,
Yes,
because I really enjoyed his speech.
Dan Devlin did a great job. I think he's on the executive council, maybe a vice president or something of Oath Keepers. In fact, I invited Dan to come to Ohio and speak at our fellowship. Dan made a point in the Constitution that all of these rights that we have, inalienable rights, are not just for ourselves. And a lot of folks forget about that. The Constitution actually says for ourselves and for our posterity. For our posterity. And guess what? We are the founding fathers' posterity. Our children
Yes.
are our posterity. And so the rights that are enumerated, that are laid out in the Bill of Rights,
Yes.
and that are specified in the Constitution, those things that are spoken of in those documents, those are for both those living outside the womb and those living inside the womb. So he made a
Yes.
great connection to say that those judges, elected officials that are pro-abortion, pro-murdering unborn human beings, are violating their oath of office. They're violating the oath to uphold the Constitution. Judges that find in the Constitution the right a woman to rip, mutilate her baby in the womb and have that unborn human being ripped from her womb, they are committing murder.
Yes.
Under our republic, under our governing documents, that person has the right to everything that people outside the room have the right to. So I thought
Yes.
it was a very powerful
I'd like
presentation.
to read a little bit of his bio that they
Yes,
had in the flyer. He is the current president of New York Oath Keepers, the founder of Honorable People, Honorable Nation. He's a U.S. Army Vietnam War veteran, a law enforcement veteran with federal, municipal, and small town experience. He also has a TV program called The Detective Dan Devlin Show, Honorable People, Honorable Nation, which emphasizes we must be willing to seek and act according to the truth before we can become an honorable people and an honorable nation. That just spoke to me.
So you can go to Oath Keepers. I think it's oathkeepers.com if you want more information on that organization. Ellie Marzulli was up after lunch. He spoke on Fatima II, the UFO disclosure, the coming great deception, all of his research and work that he has done in that area. Very, very interesting. In Fatima 2, the newest movie that he's produced, he's actually brought in a photographic expert. They found some photographic plates. Of course, in those days, they were glass plates. They found some plates that clearly show some type of object in the sky. It's not a smudge. It's not a mark on the plate. It's some kind. It's been authenticated as some kind of object in the sky. And the interesting thing is that corroborates the eyewitness testimony. The folks that were there that day in Fatima said that they observed something, some kind of flying object. Of course, in that day, they'd never even seen an airplane. So difficulty describing it, but this thing buzzed over their heads a couple of times, according to the testimony, before taking off into the clouds. But it also caused all kinds of strange results, consequences of that. Cars were, gasoline tanks were spontaneously combusting, windshields were blown out. People heard a very distinct vibration noise. So there were several things that happened that were just unexplainable as a result of that. So once again, LA did a fantastic job.
And he's written 12 books.
Is that right?
He is one busy guy, isn't he?
Already?
Yes, 12 books.
Pastor Casper, he did a presentation on wheat tares and Christ's heirs. Of course, Pastor Casper likes to use a lot of humor and levity in his presentations. I, for one, appreciate that. Pretty fast paced. You got to keep track and keep up with what he's saying. But he said, you know, we're living in those days of the wheat and the tares. That's life all around the globe today. So it's very, very important to pay attention to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
And I heard Tommy James was there.
Yeah.
Tommy James from Tommy James and the Shondells, good friend of Casper.
Yes, he was there. And in fact, a lot of folks took the opportunity to take some pictures.
Pictures, yeah. Probably people our age, huh?
Yeah, because unless you're a fan of some of the oldies, the old rock and roll stuff, you probably didn't even know Tommy. You look right at him and wouldn't know that's who that was.
Folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We've got a lot more to talk about, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Clean Foods for You is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our stringent quality controls and absolute zero GMO and testing for heavy metals makes us unique in the storable foods market. Try our products today and join the many others in discovering the best clean foods available in the storable food market. Order online at www.cleanfoodsforyou.com.
Dr. Mike Spalding has hit a home run with his new book, hashtag MTPGA, Make the Pulpit Great Again, 12 Things Christians Can Do Right Now. In Make the Pulpit Great Again, Dr. Spalding has addressed some of the gravest ills plaguing the American pulpit. Only through a policy of complacency and compromise adopted by the nation's pastors has the once great United States ceded the moral high ground and set the standard for the rest of the world in pornography, addiction, privation, and the murder of untold millions killed in state-sponsored, taxpayer-funded abortion mills. The words in Dr. Spalding's book contain the secret to restoring this country to her former glory. For if we are ever to make America great again, we must first have a national call to repentance by our church leaders. We must make the pulpit great again. Available on Amazon and other retail sellers.
Hi friends, Works LLC is a manufacturer of custom-made holsters, mag carriers, knife sheaths, and accessories. works as your one-stop shop for high-quality inside or outside the waistband concealed carry holster. Works LLC is a Christian and family-owned and operated company that values Made in the USA. They are a proud sponsor of Soaring Eagle Radio. Visit Works LLC, www.werkz.com, works.com, and when you do, tell Shan that you heard about them on Soaring Eagle Radio. Works LLC, 855-937-5901. 855-937-5901. Works LLC. Hi, folks. Thanks for checking out our sponsors and telling them thank you for supporting Soaring Eagle Radio.
So, yeah. So then the final session that night, Saturday night, John Ramirez was there, Spiritual Warfare and the Demonic Uprisings. He's talking about his experiences, and listen, he's had some experiences. He was a prisoner and a servant of the dark side for a good many years. So he called people forward at the end of his presentation and prayed for them. And so that concluded the Saturday night. Sunday again was Coach Dave and Pastor Paul in the pool, baptizing those that desired to be baptized. And then they had a trip out to Montauk, which is at the far eastern end of Long Island. Montauk, of course, and you can do your own research. Montauk is M-O-N-T-A-U-K, Montauk, home of MK Ultra program, personality splitting, the brainwashing, and all of that. A lot of the early research was conducted there. So the conference was really enjoyable. Talked to a lot of folks that we knew from previous conferences, but also met a lot of new friends. Very, very blessed to be there, Kathy and I, to take part in that. Look forward to what the Lord is going to do next. One of the things that I want to make you aware of is that there will be a new Pastor Mike platform. It's going to be it's going to be started here pretty quick. I'm looking probably within the next month. We're going to launch this, and so you're hearing it first. It's a website. It's Dr. Mike Live, drmikelive.com, drmikelive.com. What we're going to do, folks, is it is going to be a weekly live broadcast. I would appreciate if you would go to the site, drmikelive.com, and check it out. The show will be hosted there. Now, we will broadcast it live on platforms like Facebook and things like that. However, not depending on those other platforms, the simple reason that they'll throw me off those platforms. That seems to be the thing social media companies are doing today. If they don't like your message, then they just pitch you and throw you off the platform. So rather than get started and depend on that, I would prefer that you just come to Dr. Mike Live, drmikelive.com. You can join the broadcast that way. You can listen there on the site, or you can join what will be essentially a chat room behind the scenes. Those that are watching on Facebook will have access to that, of course. So if you would, tell your friends. Dr. Mike Live, we're going to talk about current events. We're going to talk about things that are going on today, a lot of the news and the biblical perspective on that. There's the news of that. That's coming up sometime within the next month. I'm looking maybe the week of the 10th of September for that. What else we got going on here?
Speaking of news, We got the Wisconsin Christian newspaper, which was totally amazing. A shout out to Rob Pugh.
Yes.
So you want to talk a little bit about that? You're in there too. They just posted an article from you. And
yeah, a lot of different places that the Lord is opening doors for. And I met Rob in Canton when we were at a conference in Canton of April of this year. Mm-hmm. We were there. It was a conference that Coach Dave put on, and Rob was there. And Rob is the founder and the editor of Wisconsin Christian News. So do me a favor, go out and search for that. Check the site out. Lots of great information, events and conferences and ministries and articles. Just a fantastic, I was very impressed with the newspaper.
Yep, you can actually subscribe to the newspaper, or you can pay for the online subscription and you can read it online. Great newspaper. He's got a lot of good stuff in that.
Yep, and he's that newspaper is growing, and it is going national. It's going national. It's really picking up a lot of steam, and you can read. Rob has a commentary, in fact, a 15-minute commentary Monday through Friday on BCY Radio, BCY Radio Networks. Check that out, BCY America Radio Networks. Rob has a daily commentary there, but his articles are posted a lot of different places. I found another one even today. That's one of the things that I'm trying to do as well, is when I write articles, I'm trying to get them posted on as many sites as possible to really encourage believers to step into the game, to get into the fight. Bring this information home to them and remind them that we're supposed to be occupying until Christ returns. And that means we're supposed to be fighting the good fight. We're not supposed to retreat. We're not supposed to flinch. We're not supposed to back down at evil, but instead we're to run to the fight, not away from it.
Like Coach Dave says, boots on the ground. Yes. Boots on the ground, Christians.
Yes. And I think that's what we should be. I think that's natural picture. It should be boots on the ground Christians. So yeah, Wisconsin Christian News. Check it out, folks. Let's see. What else we got, Kathy? Any more news that we want to share with folks? This episode, this initial episode of you and I just chatting and going back and forth.
Sure. What kind of news?
Well, let me talk about David Hebner. TV,
yes.
DavidHebner.tv. Folks, if you haven't subscribed to DavidHebner.tv, I recommend that you do so. It's $3.99 a month, so about the price anymore of a cup of good coffee. And I'm not mentioning any names because I don't buy coffee there.
Nope.
Don't buy coffee there.
They don't want our money.
They don't want our business.
They don't want it.
We have Christian theistic worldview.
If we want babies saved, they don't want our money.
So, you know, I'm talking about Starbucks.
You mentioned their name.
So stop buying Starbucks coffee. All right.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So, DavidHebner.tv. By the way, by contrast, folks, did you know that Netflix is the largest on-demand movie platform in the world, the largest.
Sure.
Did you know that Netflix has pornography? They have pornography that they offer people, and it's accessible by anybody that wants to access it,
including children.
Did you know that? You know that? Well, you do now. And if you're still subscribing to Netflix, I'm asking you to prayerfully consider stop doing that. Stop doing that. Instead, go over to DavidHebner.tv, subscribe there, $3.99 a month. Gives you access to 7 or 8 different channels. Supernatural channel, Russ Dizdar is providing a lot of content
yes.
to the Supernatural channel. The Pro-Life channel, Coach Dave and others are providing content to that. The Bible and Prayer channel. I've been blessed. David has asked me to provide content for that, and there is content up. There's content up on the Bible and Prayer channel. So subscribe and check out what's going on there.
And you are receiving prayer requests from there.
Yes, I am. Already receiving prayer requests. That's one of the things that we want to do and plan to do with shows. And there's even discussion right now, folks, of having a live video prayer session where we can all connect on davidhebner.tv and pray for one another. Utilize the technology that we have to connect with people all over the world. So davidhebner.tv, this thing is growing, and it's I think it's going to be a powerful, blessed resource for the body. So I encourage you to go out and subscribe to that today. So coming up, what we got coming up? Anything? Let's see. Well, I'm not making any more trips for a while, so that's good. I'll be back in the pulpit soon. And folks, let me encourage you to go out to our YouTube channel, Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, YouTube channel, and subscribe there. Kathy puts all of the sermons, that is our sermon archive, the video sermon archive, is Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio. Currently teaching through Gospel of Mark on Sunday. When I say that, some people laugh. This past weekend, I was filming a segment for Bible and Prayer Channel on davidhebner.tv with John Robertson. He's down to Dallas to be part of the Caravan to Midnight ministry. And he mentioned, he just asked the question, he said, so I know teaching through, you know, you do book by book on Sundays, and where are you at? And I said, well, we're in the Gospel of Mark. And he just laughed and he said, I think the last time a year ago I asked you that question, where are you at? And you're in the book of Mark. And I said, well, John, we don't get any hurry because until Jesus returns, we need to be studying the Word, among other things. Go to our YouTube channel, Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio. Subscribe there. Notified when new teachings are uploaded. So we're in the Gospel of Mark on Sunday mornings. We're in the Book of Psalm on Wednesday night. Again, we've been working our way through the Book of Psalms now. It's a little slower pace on Wednesday night because we have one Wednesday a month is devoted to prayer. One Wednesday a month is devoted to nursing home ministry, and that's going to become two Wednesdays a month very soon. We go to a local nursing home. We have Bible study with the residents, pray with them and for them. They love singing the old hymns. So an hour goes very quickly when you're there ministering to those residents. And I know, Kathy, you particularly like being there with those residents.
I really do. And if you ever have an opportunity to volunteer at a local nursing home, please do that. Take the boots on the ground, take Jesus into the nursing home with you, and share the love that he has with these folks. You'd be surprised at how many of these people are sitting in the nursing home that don't have any family that come to visit them, and you might be the only face that they see outside of the nurse or the doctor. So it's quite a blessing. You know, you never know. It could be you someday.
Man. So you can keep track of what we're doing there. Now, I do want to mention also that in September, we are having David Michael Carrillo is going to be with us. And I want to say it's Sunday the 9th. I think it's the 9th, second Sunday in September, whatever that is. So I believe it's the 9th. But David Michael is a missionary to Latvia, missionary that we support as a church. And so he will be back in the States and traveling around to all of the supporting churches and sharing with them what is going on in Latvia. So we're looking forward to welcoming David Michael back to Calvary Chapel Lima. In October, we are going to host George Bryson. George Bryson started the Calvary Chapel church planting mission in Russia. He's directly responsible for dozens of churches, Calvary Chapel churches, being in Russia today. So he will be with us. I believe that's going to be like around the 14th of October, something like that, might be the 12th, whatever that Sunday is. He will be with us. And then that following Sunday, either the 19th or the 21st.
We need a calendar. That's what I'm thinking. Where's the calendar?
Yeah, we don't have a calendar in front of us rattling off all this stuff. But October, I'm thinking it's around the 21st or so. Chris Pinto is going to be with us. And he's going to be teaching in the morning service. We'll have a fellowship agape meal together then after that morning session. Then there'll be an afternoon session with Chris. So I would encourage you to, if you're in the Lima, Ohio area, to join us for these special events. But also, if you're looking for a home church, now this is something I've talked about on a number of occasions with a number of different people. In fact, I just had a conversation with someone today who made that same observation. Finding a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church is becoming increasingly difficult in the space that we live in.
Why is that?
Well, a lot of pastors and Christians, you know, a lot of times we blame the pastor, and there's plenty of blame to go around. A lot of time we blame the pastor, for sure, and it's justified. But people in the pews are just as guilty. They want to go along to get along. They don't want to create any waves. They want people to like them. They think that that's a good Christian witness if everybody likes you. Sadly, that is misguided thinking. Misguided thinking. So, when your concern is that the culture likes you, which, by the way, is nowhere to be found in the scripture, that is your concern, that the culture likes you, you're not going to stand for God's truth when there is pushback. There is pushback in America today like I've never seen in my lifetime. In fact, I don't think America has ever seen the type of hostility, type of anger, type of resistance to Christianity that we see today. So what happens is churches and pastors just, circle the wagons and say, well, we're going to ride this thing out till Jesus comes back. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Jesus didn't tell us to circle the wagons. He told us to armor up. Get your armor on and keep it on, because every day is a fight. Recognize that you're in spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And advance, advance, advance. Because if you advance with the name of Jesus under the power of the Holy Spirit, the darkness must flee.
That's right.
You cannot stand against a blood-bought, spirit-filled, born-again believer. We simply must get some courage, folks. And so if you have a hard time where you're at finding a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, you've got a couple of options. One, you can join Calvary Chapel of Lima online. So that's www.cclohio.org. www.ccclohio.org. We broadcast our services live, 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning, 7 p.m. Wednesday evening. Kathy, if they use an Android, they need something.
There seems to be a Flash Player add-on for your Android phone. iPhones don't have a problem, but several people have commented that you need a Flash Player for Android, and it's out there. You can go to your app store and find it. We are in the process of upgrading our server for our broadcast, so that should be coming soon, and we can make that announcement after it happens, and then you shouldn't need to download anything on your phone. But if you're sitting at your computer at home, you know, you can connect there as well. So
those are a couple of options for you. We have people from several different states
and countries
that tune in and watch. It's wonderful when you can use technology.
Right. We play the music. We put the words up on the screen. You can sing along at home. We also, during our communion time, we let you know when we're taking communion. You can take communion with us.
If you are interested in finding a church that's close to you, if you don't know any of them, then drop me an email, PastorMike@cclohio.org. PastorMike@cclohio.org. Let me know where you live, and I'll see if there's a church I'm familiar with in the area in which you live. Folks, don't just stay home. Don't just become a recluse. Don't become a spiritual hermit and think that you can do this on your own. We were made, created,
yes,
as the body of Christ. We are born again to become part of the body of Christ. We are meant for community, and our faith finds its fullest expression in the context of a family, context of a community of believers. So make every effort to get out there. If I've been speaking to you, you've dropped out of church, you're just done with the whole thing, let me encourage you to rethink that position.
What's your P.O. box number, Mike? They can write to you through snail mail as well, right?
Yeah, if you want to, you know, drop us a letter, you can do that. Address it to me, Pastor Mike Spaulding, box, P.O. box 3007, P.O. box 3007, Elida, E-L-I-D-A, Elida, E-L-I-D-A, Ohio. Zip code is 45807. 45807. Drop me a note. Let me know how you're doing, and prayer requests. If you would like for Kathy and I to pray with you and for you, then you can send that to PastorMike@cclohio.org. PastorMike@cclohio.org. Kathy and I will certainly add you to our prayer list. We'll pray for you. You got anything else, dear?
I also want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors. I know that you hear the commercial for him during one of the breaks during Soaring Eagle. So, Mike, you want to tell them about Works, yeah, LLC?
Yeah, Works LLC, works.com. WERKZ.com, works.com. Go to the website there. Works is a Christian-owned business, and they make custom holsters, both inside the waistband, outside the waistband, custom mag carriers, custom knife sheaths, as well as many other products. Say hello to Shan, by the way, when you call them at Works to place their order, or you can place it online, whatever's most convenient for you. But Shan and the good folks at Works provide all of the concealed carry holsters and mag carriers for the good folks at Lima, Calvary Chapel of Lima. Our security team gets all of their stuff from them. And so I'd appreciate it if you'd contact Works and get your next concealed Carrie Holster from them, Support a Christian Brother, and his business. And if you call him, tell Shan that you heard about him on Soaring Eagle Radio. Did you do that? Covered a lot of ground here.
Yes, we did. They're also, I mean, they can listen to you here on Soaring Eagle Radio. You also have a blog spot that you post articles to, drmikespaulding.com.
drmikespaulding.com.
And you also have the transformingword.com.
Yes. Transformingword.com.
And then new and upcoming is drmikelive.com. That's drmikelive.com. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And folks, I just want to tell you, if you ever feel led, that there are donate buttons on each one of those. I don't know. You should be supporting your local body first. But above that, if the Lord leads you to support any of these ministries, please feel free to do so.
That's a good segue. I do have a Patreon page for those of you who like to support through Patreon. Just do a search for me and you'll find me there on Patreon.
It's awkward to talk about money, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because I don't do it. The only time most of you know, because I've probably mentioned this over the years, but our fellowship, we don't pass a plate. We don't have an offering. We have an offering box in the sanctuary, and people that want to support the ministry, they can do that. And the reason that I always give for people is, listen, giving is a spiritual discipline. It's something that the Lord asks us to do, expects us to do. And so we don't need to remind you every Sunday by passing a plate to put something in there for the support of the ministry. I would rather that people develop that discipline within themselves to set aside whatever the Lord has encouraged them to set aside, whatever the Lord or however the Lord has prospered them. They set that aside and they bring that week by week or bi-weekly or whatever their structure is for their family. I would rather they do that on their own than us have to remind
right.
them, because after a while, people get numb to that and they just ignore you. So,
yeah.
But you can't ignore the Holy Spirit. So do that as you see fit and as you are led. And we appreciate that very much. And I am going to mention one other thing before we close this out, dear. It's coming very, very soon. You can look for it. Kathy and I have a business that we're kicking off. It's cleanfoodsforyou.com. cleanfoodsforyou.com, and that's clean spelled out, foods spelled out, and then the number four, cleanfoodsforyou.com. And what this is it is long-term storage, non-GMO, non-heavy metals, organic, pure organic, no preservatives, simply food.
How long is the shelf life?
25-year shelf life, 6 months after you open it. But the only contents in the bag is the food.
The one ingredient.
The one ingredient is food. Raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, all sorts of vegetables. We even have organic Honduran coffee.
Wow. That's good.
Some of the smoothest coffee that I have ever drank.
Yep.
Good stuff.
And thanks to Derek and Sharon Gilbert, we're going to be getting us a French press here pretty soon.
Yes. Yep.
So we grind our own beans and we're going to have some French pressed coffee.
You're getting all kinds of personal information here, folks, about Kathy and I and the things that we like.
Yeah, Honduran beans.
Yes, that's right. Well, listen, thanks for tuning in to Soaring Eagle Radio. Thanks for your prayers for us. Thank you for passing on information about this show to other people. Thank you for your encouraging emails. I get a lot of them, and I appreciate them very much. And thank you for considering supporting us. I've been told time and time again that nobody's going to support you if you don't ask. And so if you feel led to support, that'd be great. There's donate buttons on the websites. You can send something to our post office box, 3007, Elida, ELIDA, Ohio, 45807. And I appreciate it. God bless you guys, and Kathy and I believe are going to probably do this.
I think so.
More. Have a good day.
God bless you.